This is James Benton of the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and thank you for listening in to programs offered by TRRS. We are providing a new service for our listeners, an audio on-demand program guide. Some of our material in the early morning hour comes from the Massachusetts Talking Information Center, but most of our broadcasts originate from our studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, and are available by podcast following their initial broadcast. These programs are intended for print and visually impaired audience, and this presentation is being made by Bill McClure and Myra DeBruel, volunteers who are print and visually impaired. The scripts we are using have been transcribed into Braille by the Division of Services for the Blind of North Carolina, located on the campus of the Governor Moorhead School. Now, our program guide for Wednesdays.
This is Myra DeBruel. Any program listed from the MTIC is being streamed from the Massachusetts Talking Information Center.
And this is Bill McClure, and welcome to Wednesday.
At 12 a.m., the African American Hour from MTIC.
At 1 a.m., articles from the Boston Globe from MTIC.
At 2, articles from the Boston Herald from MTIC.
At 3, Off the Shelf from MTIC.
At 4, Good Taste from MTIC.
At 5, Poetry from MTIC.
At 5:30, Short Stories from MTIC.
At 6, The New York Times Magazine from MTIC.
At 7, Parents Magazine from MTIC.
At 7:30, Drug and Department Store Ads from the News and Observer, presented by Richard Pascal.
At 8, articles from the Wall Street Journal from MTIC.
At 9, Get Fit, presented by Gay Gilbert.
At 9:30, state and local news from the News and Observer, presented by Bob Kruger and Gene Latshaw.
At 11:30, grocery ads from the News and Observer, presented by Bob Kruger and Gene Latshaw.
At noon, from the News and Observer, Life, Midtown, and Sports, and then articles from the Carolinian, the Carolina Times, and the Chapel Hill News, presented by Alex Campbell and John Pastor.
At 1:30, Independent Living. These are various programs. The first Wednesday is Science Fiction, presented by Kurt Benrood and Company. The second Wednesday is Movie Review and Theater Preview, presented by Laura Arwood. The third Wednesday is Heard Any Good Books Lately? Presented by George Douglas. The fourth Wednesday is North Carolina Museum History, presented by Ed Tremblay. If there is a fifth Wednesday, one of the previous programs will be rebroadcast.
At 2, the Children's Story Hour, presented by Gail Stone.
At 3, Modern Maturity, presented by Leo Tapler.
At 3:30, the Smithsonian Magazine, presented by Mike Skehan and Frank Urban.
At 4, Potpourri. These are various programs. Nutrition News, presented by Ann Weller on the first Wednesday. Restaurant Reviews, presented by Missy Hollander on the second Wednesday. Thought for Food, presented by Bob Kruger, the third Wednesday, and Movie Review and Theater Preview, the fourth Wednesday, presented by Laura Arwood. If there is a fifth Wednesday, there will be a repeat of one of the earlier shows.
At 4:30, Out in the Garden from the News and Observer, presented by Cindy Fowler.
At 5, State and Local News from the News and Observer, presented by Bob Kruger and Gene Latshaw.
At 7, the USA Today, presented by John Clace, Elton Banks, Wonder Dixon, Shandu Jackson, and Richard Dunnigan.
At 8:30, Grocery Ads, presented by Bob Kruger and Gene Latshaw.
At 9, Extra Edition, a look back at local news not covered earlier, presented by Mary Mason and Marge Misiano.
At 10, Classics, Literature at its Best, presented by George MacDonald.
At 11, Independent Living. This is a variety of subjects. The first Wednesday is Science Fiction, presented by Kurt Benroot and Company. The second Wednesday is Movie Review and Theater Preview, presented by Laura Arwood. The third Wednesday is Heard Any Good Books Lately? Presented by George Douglas. And the fourth Wednesday, North Carolina Museum History, presented by Ed Trimley. If there is a fifth Wednesday, one of the previous programs will be rebroadcast.
And at 11:30, Vision News, articles about eyesight, presented by Brent Closter.
This is Myra DeBruhl. If you might be able to help support the programs of TRRS, please call us at 919-832-5138.
And Bill McClure for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If for any reason regularly scheduled readers are unavailable for their broadcast, volunteer replacements will be assigned. TRRS, we breathe words into your life since 1983.